Here's what's going on in the world of sports. Here's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Friday. The Padres open the second half of the baseball season versus the Mets at Petco Park tonight. Ian Kennedy goes against Bartolo Colon. The bigger story involves the Padres as they get ready to go back out on the road beginning Monday. Who survives the road trip? Reports are everywhere with the baseball trading deadline just 13 days away. Angels, Yankees interested in Ian Kennedy and Houston Street. Tigers interested in Joaquin Benoit. Blue Jays are linked to Chase Headley. Huge question, will ownership allow the interim general manager A.J. Hinch to make deals to move veterans for young players, even if Hinch won't be here when a new general manager is hired? Meanwhile, Padres president Mike Dee says Kevin Towers, Arizona Diamondbacks general manager, not a candidate for the Padres' vacant GM job. Second round of interviews for the candidates are set. Mike Hayes in Boston, Billy Epler, Yankees, Kim Eng from the Baseball Commissioner's Office, and A.J. Prell of Texas interviewing second time around. Elsewhere, baseball, Dodgers, Cardinals, Blue open a big nine-game road trip in St. Louis tonight. Dan Heron starts. Angels home with Seattle. Halos start the second half of the season, having won 10 of their last 11. Another setback for a pitcher. Rocky starter Tyler Cheatwood needs immediate elbow surgery. Becomes the 31st player to have Tommy John surgery this year. Dodgers rookie second baseman Alex Guerrero, out 3 months with a damaged ear from that fight and a bite of a teammate in a dugout in Albuquerque, has been cleared by doctors. He's been assigned to the Arizona Summer League to begin a rehab assignment. Friday night deadline for Houston Astros. First-round draft pick Brady Aiken from Cathedral Catholic. If he doesn't sign tonight, he's banned from signing with the Astros. Now there's a report because he's employed an agent, Casey Close, who's done specific negotiations with the Astros. He may have forfeited his eligibility to go to UCLA. The big contract issue involving Brady Aiken, does he have a damaged ligament? And the Astros have reduced their contract offer to him a couple of times. Angels are facing a similar deadline with their college pitcher, first-round draft pick Sean Newcomb. However, reports are they're closing in with a deal with the University of Hartford left-hander. Milwaukee shortstop Johnny Segura reported back to the team after spending a week at the Dominican Republic over the death of his 9-month-old son. Texas pitcher Yu Darvish has gotten very critical of the organization and his own teammates in the locker room, saying there's no motivation in Texas. Rangers start the second half of their season, having lost 13 of 14. And a weird statement from Washington Nationals star third baseman Anthony Rendon. He said the baseball season's too long, the games are too boring. Dodger slugger Matt Kemp says through his agent he would consider accepting a trade. He wants to go somewhere where he can be an everyday player, and he wants to return to center field. Dodgers have him playing left right now. Yankees general manager Brian Cashman says the team is in, quote, go mode to make a trade for a starting pitcher. Yankees have lost 4 of their top 5 starters with season-ending injuries. Boston and Philadelphia having brief discussions over left-handed pitcher Cole Hamels on the trade block. Detroit has approached Philadelphia about a deal for Jonathan Papelbon. Dodgers are also in on Papelbon. Toronto's acquired left-handed pitcher Brad Mills from Oakland. White Sox have signed ex-Yankee and Cincinnati pitcher Chien-Meng Wang. And Milwaukee has claimed Padres second baseman Irving Falu off waivers. In NBA basketball, the Lakers have acquired Carlos Boozer, the center from the Chicago Bulls, claimed him on a free agent blind bid of $3.2 million. The Bulls bought out the contract for $16.7 million. He gets that guaranteed money, but under the amnesty rule, NBA teams could put in a blind claim saying they were willing to pay Boozer. The Lakers won Boozer's contract for the final year. Lakers also signed Ed Davis, a power forward from Memphis, to a 2-year deal. Clippers have re-signed Glenn Big Baby Davis. Cleveland, Minnesota have reopened trade talks involving Kevin Love, the power forward. Evidently, the Cavaliers are now willing to include the number one pick in the draft, Andrew Wiggins, as part of a 4-for-1 deal to go get Love. In football, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell cut the ribbons yesterday on the opening of the new stadium for the San Francisco 49ers. In a speech to the media, Goodell implored the Raiders to look at a potential deal to share the 49ers stadium in San Francisco. NFL has confirmed it's negotiating with Chicago and Los Angeles. One of those cities will host next year's NFL draft. On a sad note, former Washington Huskies coach Jim Lambright is facing a jail term. He's been ordered to court on a charge of assaulting his granddaughter. Lambright is suffering from severe dementia. In hockey, Montreal Canadiens Vice President of Player Personnel Patrice Brisebois, an 18-year veteran, quit the club for personal reasons. He had rebuilt the Canadiens roster in just 2 years. In golf, day two of the British Open has dawned after a wild opening day at Hoylake, England. Tiger Woods cursed a photographer yesterday, then had a tee shot hit a marshal in the face. An angry Henrik Stenstrom broke a club over his knee after a bad shot. Justin Rose's caddy lost his driver in the clubhouse in a mix-up with bags. And Ernie Els had three-putted from 1 foot out, took a triple bogey on a hole. Atop the leaderboard, Rory McIlroy teeing off late. He had a 66 on the opening day. Matt Manassero shot a 67. Adam Scott, Sergio Garcia were in a group at 68. Tiger Woods and Ricky Fowler were at 69. Woods starting his second round in very rocky fashion with a double bogey. Phil Mickelson's poor play continued with a 74 first day, but today Mickelson, an early starter, cards a 70. Looks like Lefty is going to make the cut. John McEnroe, the tennis icon, his son Kevin, 27 years of age, arrested dealing cocaine and painkillers in New York City. FIFA has banned Formula One driver Nico Rosberg from using the German World Cup logo on his racing helmet. They say that's a trademark infringement. NASCAR has an off weekend. They run the Brickyard 400 next week at Indianapolis. Indy cars are in Toronto for the Grand Prix. Formula One runs the German Grand Prix. And a report out of London that Serena Williams' tennis game came apart at Wimbledon. Amidst reports, her love affair with her coach is falling apart. That's why she played poorly on the courts. That's it. That's what's going on in the world of sports. That's what Lee Hamilton thinks.